Doctor, you indicated a reasonable charge for the hour treatments is $50 an hour. However, I notice on my photocopy of the first page of your record that you apparently have $45 for the first interview and $40 thereafter. Is that what you are charging the patient?
Yes.
You are charging her $40 rather than $30?
I am charging her a lesser fee now.
Less than $40?
Yes.
You are charging her what now?
$30.
Will you continue to charge her $30 per visit in the future?
Probably, as long as her present circumstances would continue.
Is it customary to charge members of the profession less than us laymen?
Yes.
Mr. Bonney has gone over most of these notes, but I have a couple of questions. One is with respect to your October 16, 1984 visit, and this is at the bottom where you indicate occasionally has sleepwalked.
Yes.
And then the next line is found herself at front door clutching abdomen.
Yes.
Would that suggest to you, in the sense, the surgery that these defendants are involved in had to do with the breast? Would that suggest to you that she was concerned about her earlier surgeries, the hysterectomy, the two surgeries, removal of the ovary, rather than the breast surgery that is involved in this lawsuit?
I don't really know.
Wouldn't it have some significance in that direction if she was concerned with her breast and the pain in her breast, and if she is sleepwalking because of pain or dreaming because of pain, wouldn't she be more apt to clutch her breast area, the area of that surgery?
Not necessarily, because she has pain in the breast if she touched it. Also, the dream, the nightmares, are not always of the surgery or the breast surgery was done. It has occasionally been of the abdominal surgery.
All of the previous surgeries where she complained of this pain, which has been described now as burning all over her body, had to do with abdominal surgery, didn't it?
No, I believe it had to do with both.
The ones before we get involved with this lawsuit, those were all abdominal surgeries?
You mean before the last operation?
Before the breast partial mastectomy.
Yes.
And there were two for removal of ovary and one was a vaginal hysterectomy. Is that what you recall?
Yes.
And so then much of her complaints then stem from those previous surgeries?
Yes.
Referring now to your note again of October 26, 1984, and the last line, last sentence rather, where you make this comment, near end, able to say how scared and alone she felt prior to last surgery in May.
Yes.
What does that indicate to you?
Near the end of the hour that she indicated this or said this.
What do you interpret it to mean, that she felt how scared and alone she felt prior to the May surgery? Now, the May surgery is the breast surgery, the one that she is suing over here. What does it mean to you, as the psychiatrist, that she was scared and alone prior to that surgery?
As I recall, what she was referring to here was just prior to the surgery, when she was going to go in to have the breast surgery done, that she felt scared and alone.
That would have all stemmed from her prior experiences, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It wouldn't have had anything to do with the fact she did or did not receive Demerol, or did or did not wake up in pain following surgery. Would you agree with that?
It had to do with the fear that it might happen again in this surgery.
She wasn't under the care of any psychiatrist at that time, was she?
Not that I know of.
But she definitely had psychiatric problems?
Yes.
Of the same type she is now having?
Similar, yes.
Do you assume or do you feel that based upon your knowledge of her, she had a depressive reaction before? I thought that surgery was in April. We keep saying May. But it's 84, April or May of 84. She had a depressive reaction before that surgery, did she, in your opinion?
Yes.
Going once again now to a note, November 17, 1984, and again the last sentence or two, say the last couple of sentences, you say, she is able to say she is not sure what she wants to be, male or female?
Yes.
Now, does that indicate that she has a depression, confusion, or whatever you, as a psychiatrist, would call it, over the fact that she has had these four surgeries specifically directed to her female qualities?
I don't think that this specific question was directly related to the surgeries.
Then look at the line just above that, the third line from the bottom. I interpret then she gradually is losing part of her body, which had to do with being a female, and then, once again, she is able to say she is not sure what she wants to be, male or female. Doesn't that indicate, and didn't you write that down, because you realized that she had a very severe emotional problem as a result of losing portions of her female anatomy?
I'm not sure she has a problem about this. This is one of the things I speculated upon.
Well, you write the letter. Many reasons for tears and emotions, don't you?
Yes.
At the conclusion, what do you mean when you say I? Do you mean your impression?
No. In this context, it meant I made the comment that there are many reasons.
You believe she has many reasons for her emotional problems, do you?
This was not what I was referring to in that statement.
What were you referring to?
I was merely referring that there are many reasons for having tears and emotions generally.
You mean that comment was just a general comment about any of us who have tears and emotions, that it didn't have anything specific to do with this lady?
It had to do with this lady.
It wasn't just a comment up in the air, was it?
No, it was a comment in relationship to Mrs. Barnum.
I meant Mrs. Barnum had many reasons for her tears and emotions?
Yes.
No question about that, is there?
No.
She has got many reasons for them, hasn't she? Is that right?